This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
November 21st, 2024. It is blustery. The wind is howling this morning in downtown Wausau from our 98.9 WXCO studios in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently overcast skies, 36 degrees for the first time this fall. We see some snow on the ground, a little bit of a dusting of snow from last night. But again, the winds are hauling up to 30 miles per hour as we were walking into the office here this morning. I am Chad Holmes. Glad you could join us for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And we have a lot on the plate this morning, but I hate to make this man wait because he just got off the air for 2 hours on the Up North News radio program that you can hear every morning from 6 until 8 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. But on Thursday morning, he sticks around for a few more minutes to talk to us about what's happening. It is our good friend Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Good morning. You know, you can take all the time you want to get to me. I am not lacking for things. Look at it. This is just, I'm holding for the camera for Chad. This is just the past 2 days of all the catalogs that have come in the mail. Can you tell the holidays are approaching? We got Usinger sausage, Hammacher Schlammacher for the little gifts. Duluth Trading is here. Untucket Shirts is here. Tommy Bahama, because apparently I'm a middle-aged man who wears funny shirts. So, you know, if you need time, I clearly have some Christmas shopping to do.
I tell you, it's like the transition from fall to winter. We have the transition from political flyers to catalogs.
Yep. We just changed the way the junk mail looks, and it makes us a little less angry, but the volume remains the same.
And you say a little less angry. I wanted to compliment you on a guest you had yesterday because, you know, often we'll be hearing about either topics or people or guests that kind of, you know, get the blood rolling and not making you feel so good. But yesterday I was coming in and I was tuned into your program and you had an author on, and I forget what the name
was. Laura Bird was
her
name.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, sometimes when you hear people, whatever business they happen to be in, when they have what you can just hear is a passion for what they do. And you were talking to her about her writing, and she targets basically, you know, what, 8 to 12 year old kids with her writing. But beyond what she was talking about, it was the way she talked about it. It was the way that she came across as somebody who just loves what she does. And it just came across so incredibly well. And frankly, it made me feel better listening to it.
And I'm so glad we can get back to that for guests because, look, we make no apologies that as a big election approaches that we focus nearly all of our resources on helping voters feel informed. But once that's all done, you know, we don't need to be all work and no play all the time. We can finally take some time, as you do on your program as well, to talk to folks in the community, folks around the state who are doing other things to remind us that there's life outside of politics. I feel like we're just trying to find that right balance between reaching the people who want nothing to do with politics and saying to them, no, you got to pay attention to some of this stuff. You don't have to pay attention to everything, but more than zero. And meanwhile, remind ourselves that there are plenty of non-political things out there that make Wisconsin such an awesome place to live.
Exactly. And actually, a little later, near the end of the program today, I'm going to have a discussion with a young lady, a junior at Marathon High School, plays basketball, very cool young lady. And I think it's something people will be interested in hearing as well. So, Okay. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's good to have that mixture to be able to, I mean, life and our communities are more than politics. And I think sometimes, especially when you do a job like this, when you're in front of the microphone, you sometimes say, oh, you got to realize, hey, there's a lot more out there than, you know, what's happening, whether in the halls of Congress or even the halls of the state assembly or state Senate. So
I think it's about having that well-rounded media diet of exposing yourself to not just different points of view, but different subjects as well.
Well, on that little transition, I'm going to ask you about somebody that's in the political realm, somebody that served here in our area, served as the congressperson in the 7th, and somebody that you know because you actually ran against him, Sean Duffy, being named as the nominee for President-elect Donald Trump for the Department of Transportation. And the thing that I wanted to kind of touch on real quickly is because I was thinking about this, and because I had mentioned the name Dave Obey when we talked on Tuesday on your program, and then when I heard a few days ago, I think Monday, when the announcement came about Sean Duffy, my first thought was, I'm trying to remember what he accomplished in his years in Congress, and I don't mean that facetiously. I really, wanted to kind of try to think back at what did he accomplish, because I mean, you, like I, you were in the media a lot of the years where Dave Obey was in Congress, and right. He was brilliant about coming back to the state with big checks. And he would send out a press release saying, we're going to be at this business or at this educational facility, and we're going to, you know, I'm going to have a big announcement with a few folks around me saying, hey, here's what I'm bringing back that's going to help the folks here in central Wisconsin. And I think there was very little doubt that Dave Obey was working for the people of the 7th Congressional District between, 1969 and I think 2010. Yep, exactly. But you ran against Duffy, so you had to know about Sean Duffy, and then obviously you followed him after the 2012 election as well. What did Sean Duffy accomplish in his years in Congress? Do you remember anything?
No. Really not. This was a time when there were government shutdowns during the Obama administration that he had to justify. They were looking for all kinds of ways to say, well, we're not going to cut things that affect you, but we're going to cut government. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to cut waste. And of course, what they didn't want to say is, you, dear listener, you're the waste that we want to cut so that we can pay for, you know, tax breaks for Wall Street and things like that. So he spent a lot of the time basically playing word games on whether a cut is a cut or not, is a shutdown a good thing or a bad thing. And in terms of delivering something tangible to northern Wisconsin, I'd be hard pressed to think of something. In announcing his nomination, Donald Trump made reference to a big project between Minnesota and Wisconsin. I don't believe it was the Blatnik Bridge, but it was another project in that area. But again, that's nothing that he championed on his own, and probably had tremendous help from the congressman from Minnesota at the time, who chaired the Transportation Committee for the longest time. But beyond that one thing, what you got from him is what you saw on reality TV, a guy who will talk and have a point of view, and now he's doing that on a couple of Fox channels. And he'll certainly, it kind of fits in with what he's going to do in the Trump cabinet, because, again, all you got to do is talk a lot about, you know, hewing the party line, and then let Donald Trump do anything that takes actual, you know, leadership or action or decision making. So, I mean, he's a perfect choice for this band of reality show castoffs, you know, him and Dr. Oz and Linda McMahon and others who are going to form the Trump cabinet.
And the thing about that list, maybe vagabonds, if you want to call it that way, is the fact that I was shaking my head that Sean Duffy is probably the most traditional of the people that he's announced recently, even though that he started as a lumberjack and real-world contestant. At least he was in Congress. I mean, some of these folks, I mean, he's just plucking out of thin air. And frankly, Sean Duffy's probably going to have the least amount of sweat to get confirmed because, I mean, it's one of those situations where often you'll think, well, we're going to go after this person to sort because we think we have a chance maybe of getting a few folks from the other side to say, hey, this person's not really qualified or should not be in the position. This is a situation where, frankly, I mean, Democrats have to basically go down the list and can't just say, okay, we're going to give you all these people and then fight on these two because these are just as somebody who we care, I think a lot of us throughout this network care about civics and government and doing it the right way. It's almost like Trump is trolling the American people with some of these picks, isn't he?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it is downright embarrassing that we have to decide that we're not going to have a big fight about what North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum would do as Interior Secretary or what, you know, Russian sympathizer Tulsi Gabbard would do as Director of National Intelligence or Kristi Noem at Homeland Security, because we want to focus instead on whether Matt Gaetz, an accused child sex trafficker, should be the Attorney General. So what I would urge folks to do, as I did earlier this morning, is to say, remember that a lot of this is almost intentionally designed to distract you from whatever the real issues might be. And in the case of Matt Gaetz, and you've got Nancy Mace of South Carolina pushing hard to bully, you know, this first transgender member of Congress and talking about, once again, we're talking about transgenders and bathrooms. If they really wanted to protect young women, they'd stop talking about bathrooms and they'd release the ethics report on Matt Gaetz. Get people to focus on what those issues are. And in the case of Sean Duffy, let's see if there actually is anything delivered to Northern Wisconsin infrastructure, but anything delivered that they did. I don't want to see him showing up over the next 4 years with more checks that actually came from the bipartisan infrastructure law that no Wisconsin Republicans voted for. If we keep all that in mind, that we can put the Trump actions into their proper perspective and train our attention where it should be best.
Exactly. Pat Kreitlow every weekday morning, 6 till 8 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pat, thanks again for the time. Have a great Thursday and great rest of your weekend.
Yeah, and have a happy Thanksgiving to you as well. See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Pat Kreitlow. The time is 8:18, and coming up next, we will welcome back meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She's been off on a little vacation down south in Florida. back here in time for a little bit of snow and a little bit of breeze and a little bit of wind chill. We'll talk about the weather as we get closer and closer to the weekend. Brittany Merlot coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. online at Bull Falls Radio, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, that number works either to call or text, and of course, you can still call or text us by using the Civic Media app and going to the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. The time is 8:22. Again, it's a breezy start out there, and the wind really howling, overcast skies, temperature in the mid-30s. And for the first part of this week, we have not had a chance to talk much about the weather during this segment because getting out of town for a few days and enjoying a little time away was meteorologist Brittany Merlot, but we are very happy to say welcome back, Brittany.
Welcome back, Brittany.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I had to come back for this. Are you kidding me? I couldn't miss the first snow of the season.
I know. First time I went outside this morning and said, "Oh, there's snow on the ground." First time this fall. So obviously, it's actually a cool, kind of cool thing. But before we talk about the weather here, what'd you do? Where'd you go? How did you spend your time away?
Yeah, so I have a bunch of friends down in Tampa, Florida, so I went down there, spent some time with them, but what I did was I wanted to go see Siesta Key in Sarasota and Clearwater Beach and how Milton affected them and where they're at right now, and it's pretty crazy to see those towns devastated. The beaches look pretty decent, but a lot of businesses are closed. There's still a lot of debris. They are still cleaning up from that, and it was just something to see. You know, I've never been through a hurricane, and I've never really gone to see what it did afterwards either. So this is just an eye-opening experience for me. Soaking up some sunshine too. I mean, 80 degrees, it was beautiful. Sarah was supposed to be a hurricane headed that way. Of course, that dissipated and it just came through as a little bit of front and a little rain. And then I flew all the way to Minneapolis just in time for the storm and the snow starting. And I was out there last night in that rain snow kind of mix where the highways and the ramps were even turning into ice. So my trip back to central Wisconsin was definitely a little dicey. And I'll say going from 80 degrees to a feel like temperature of about 17 mm-hmm. was a shock.
And that's it. I mean, Mike, because I don't know if it's anything true about this, but I have that theory where when it's warm out, your blood just gets thinner. And then when it gets cold out, you get thicker. So you're able to handle it better. But when you go from one extreme to the other, it's a shock to that body, I'm sure.
Certainly.
It really is. It really is. But I'm so happy to be back. I am a snow lover. And, you know, with the lack of it last year, this is just making me smile. And it's nice to see the woods just painted in that white. It kind of brightens the area. You know what I mean?
And I'm very curious. Again, we kind of touched on this previously. I'm very curious to see what kind of winter we have after last year, because we've talked about it plenty. I mean, you've reported on it where, of course, a lot of businesses were affected negatively because we did not have a lot of snow last year. So I am very curious to see if we get off to a quick start with the snow, get things going quickly, or whether or not it's another one of those years. Because, again, hopefully, knock on wood. I'm not a huge winter enthusiast, but at the same time, when you choose to live around here, you have to kind of expect it. And I think for everybody's sake, hopefully we're going to get some decent snowfall amounts earlier rather than later this year.
Yes, I agree with you. And kind of with that said, I have a question, Chad. Would you prefer smaller snow events that eventually accumulate enough to where all these businesses, you know, have their steady go? Or would you rather have a couple big hitter storms and get it all out of the way a few times?
I don't like the big snowstorms because I tell you, and I'm sure you know it as well, and Ian, I'm sure it's, you grip that steering wheel when you have to get into work or get into wherever you have to go. Even after the snow ends, when there's 12 inches or whatever, it is not fun. I know it's not that much fun if you get 2 or 3 inches sometimes as well, but it just feels like you can handle it a little better. Those major snow events, and then I always feel bad when I'm driving during those major snow events when they're finished, to see people out there with their snow blowers or even with their handheld shovels trying to dig their way out. It's not fun in the aftermath of those big snow events.
I'm one of those people.
No, it's not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would rather have a
small amounts than a big amount. Just have it gradually build up over time.
What about you, Brittany? What? How you answer that question?
You don't want my answer.
You want the big one, right? You want the big one.
I want record-breaking snow events where we're top headlines, there you know, you Wisconsin go. Strong. But well, That's just me. Well,
we do have a little bit of snow right now. Nothing in terms of those big snow events in the near future, is there?
No. We're looking at small little hitters headed our way. So right now, Wausau is reporting about a half an inch of accumulation. Go out and measure it. Send me a message on Facebook. Let me know what you guys have in your backyard. I'm a nerd. I love this stuff. I want to know. But down Plover area, they got about an inch. Mm. And then if you head off to the west, the Fox Valley, they're getting hit hard because of that lake enhancement. So when you have the cold, cold winds, which they're whipping over that warm water, they're looking at another 1 to 3 inches, and they've already got about 2 to 4 inches. So they're going to be nearing about a half a foot by this time the system drops south. And it's kind of interesting. It hit Lake Michigan, and now it's sliding south. So the snow is wrapping all around the lake shore as we go through the afternoon. But here for us, we're pretty much done. Just a little bit of light drizzle possible, maybe a flurry mixed in there, but our temperatures are warming. We will hit about 40 degrees today, so some of that melting. Road conditions should be just fine from pretty much now on out. But if there's any wet spots tonight, we are going to flirt with that freezing mark, so we could see some more refreezing, maybe in parking lots or your stairs if you didn't salt. So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Winds, though, they're gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour, and they're going to stay that way tonight. Easing up a little bit tomorrow, we'll still have gusts around 20 to 30. Still cloudy, breezy, mid-40s tomorrow. And then we start to see some sunshine and calmer winds and better weather for Saturday. So Saturday is looking good. Highs of 40. Sunday will hang out around 42. But that's also when another system starts to head our way. So by night, we're looking at rain rolling in, flipping over to that wintry mix, and then some snow accumulations possibly Monday morning. So a little longer commute to start the week off.
Well, it's that time of year. I mean, our next Thursday, it's Thanksgiving. So any time now, we could get one of those big snow events. So again, it's great to have you back. I'm glad you're able to see some friends, have a great time, and good to have that information. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Information update coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
On Thursday night, it's the season opener for the Newman Catholic High School girls basketball team. The Cardinals will play host to Assumption. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Newman Catholic High School Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, and Sun Printing. It's Newman Catholic playing host to Assumption in the season opener for high school girls basketball. Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app.
You are terrified.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us by giving us a call or giving us a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Just heard a promo, as we do have high school girls basketball tonight. In fact, we have high school girls basketball tonight and tomorrow night, as the winter sports season getting underway with girls hoops this week. Earlier on Tuesday, we heard the Marathon Red Raiders in their season opener winning at Loyal 45-28. And then tonight, it is the opener for the Newman Catholic girls basketball team, the Cards, taking on Assumption. Top team, I think, in the preseason rankings in Division 5, and obviously the preseason favorite in the Marrowwood Conference South. It's a conference game to get things underway for Newman. But Newman and Assumption from the Newman Catholic High School gym will be on the air at 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, if you happen to be traveling around in the Wisconsin Rapids area, the game will be simulcast on our Civic Media sister station, WIRI 105.5 FM out of Wisconsin Rapids. They cover Wisconsin Rapids area sports, including Assumption, and they've reached out and said, could we use your broadcast tonight, and we'll air it on our radio station. I said, of course! The wider the audience, the better. So not only on 98.9 WXCO tonight, they'll be on 105.5 WIRI, Newman and Assumption this evening. And then tomorrow night, the Wausau West girls basketball team will tip off their season taking on Nina. Nina, who beat Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday and is always a very, very good girls basketball program, will be at the Westfield House tomorrow night, pregame show at 7. So as we get towards the weekend, lots of high school sports. And in fact, if you're a high school sports fan, you'll probably be watching a bit of the WIAA football state championships. And they get underway with Division 7, Division 6, Division 5, and Division 4 all playing today and tonight at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. And a couple of area teams from Central Wisconsin, Marrowwood Conference Schools, but they play different conferences for football. Again, it's if you don't follow it very closely, it's very confusing at times, but we have football-only conferences, and we have the first game at 10 a.m., the Edgar Wildcats looking for yet another state championship, and Jerry Sins has been coaching at Edgar for nearly half a century and has been just consistently excellent in terms of football. Edgar 12-1 on the season, take on Potosi Cassville, who is undefeated, and they've been the number one ranked team throughout much of the season. So it should be a massive matchup between, I think, by the two best teams in Division 7. Edgar is playing in the state title game for the 15th time. That's amazing. 15 state appearances, and they have won 8 state championships. That means in their previous 14 state final appearances, they have a winning record, 8 wins and 6 losses. They have been champions a lot, but not since 2016, I say. That sounds like a long time, but the way that Edgar has gone over the years, that actually is a bit of a longer kind of gap. They won the Division 7 crown in 2016. I should not say that. They won last year as well. They had that gap until last year. They're trying to make it 2 in a row, so they won Division 7 in 2023 and 2016. They've also won state championships in 2009, 2010, 1992, 1999, 2001, 1979 as well. So Edgar and Potosi Cassville kicking off at Camp Randall at 10 a.m. And then another area team that's involved in the state finals in high school football today is Stratford. The Stratford Tigers, they have been just amazing in the last couple of decades as well. Stratford has won state championships each of the last 2 years, and they are also looking for a 10th state championship. Edgar and Stratford are among the most ever. In fact, if Stratford is able to win coming up later this afternoon, getting the 10th state championship, that would be a record. The Tigers are they win them in bunches. They've won the last 2 years in 2022 and 2023, but they also had a run of an incredible six straight titles back from 2003 to 2008. So Stratford taking on Wrightstown. Wrightstown is in the state championship game for the second straight year. They did not play Stratford last year because Stratford actually won the Division VI state championship a year ago, and they were moved up because the WIAA has a new system where if you are really good for a number of years in your division, you get moved up a division. It's called the success quotient. And because Stratford won the state championship in Division VI each of the past 2 years, they were moved up to D5. But it has not been much of a hurdle so far. But they will have a tough matchup against Wrightstown today. So, again, the Division VII game between Edgar and Potosi Cassville kicks off at 10. That will be followed by Division VI Grantsburg against Lomira at 1. Stratford against Wrightstown will be at 4 p.m. in Division 5. And then tonight at 7 o'clock, Division 4, Baldwin-Woodville against Racine St. Catharines. And then tomorrow, the other three state championship games, Division 3, Catholic Memorial against Notre Dame Academy at 10 a.m., Division 2, Rice Lake against Slinger at 1 p.m., and in Division 1, Bayport takes on Muskego at 4 p.m. So you can watch the broadcast on the WIAA State Football Network. Here in Wausau, it will be channel 9.2. I think that's Catchy Comedy, the Catchy Comedy Channel. And that's a 9.2. If it's over the air, it's on Spectrum here in cable. That's what I got. It would be channel 14 or channel 610 as well. And you can also get it on Dish as well on channel 10. So for you high school football fans, it's a real Thanksgiving feast before Thanksgiving. Hey, we have not had a proper introduction yet to our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. So let's do it right. We have to say good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad. Boy, just waking up this morning, just looking outside the window, I was like, oh, it's actually kind of pleasant to see snow on the ground, especially after last year, because we didn't have a winter at all, like you said. I mean, the businesses for snow were like not open like hardly at all. The trails were only open for a few days and they closed back down again. So hopefully this year I'm being optimistic that we will have a better winter. Indeed.
Got a text. And I'm going to ask the person who texted maybe give a little bit more information here, because I'm a little, maybe I'm just not as sharp as I should be, but a text says concerning Matt Gaetz, you know Matt Gaetz, the nominee for Attorney General.
Yeah.
A lot of controversy about the House of Representatives have been doing an inquiry into some rather serious allegations. Mm. But our texter says, not allowing evidence regarding Matt Gaetz allegations, and then comma, is like implied consent. I think he means that, I shouldn't assume anything. If you're out there tuned in, I'm assuming you are tuned in since you just sent the text. Are you saying that we should be talking more about implied consent as a piece of defense for Matt Gaetz? I'd be encouraged if you would either send another text, or even if you want to give the Matt Gaetz defense. I mean, I personally would not want to be the person trying to defend some of what's been put out there concerning Matt Gaetz. And again, the thing about this, and if somebody is upset about Matt Gaetz and the some of the information that's been going out, and there's been, I think, a little bit of a leak of some of this information, I would point out that this investigation that's been going on for a very, very long time has been a bipartisan investigation in the House of Representatives. And it's not too difficult if you go and take a look at what some of the people on the Republican side of the aisle over the last number of years have said about Matt Gaetz. He is not somebody that has been, I think, overly beloved in the House of Representatives when it comes to even his colleagues on the right-hand side. But again, are you saying that there's a implied consent in some way that gets Matt Gaetz off the hook for some of these allegations, including having sexual relations with an underage person, doing it in basically out where everybody can see him. There's been reported testimony of eyewitnesses that said that he's actually doing this out in front of others, that he's traveled with some of these folks, paying for their company. Again, maybe I'm misconstruing this text, but I guess, you know, if you're out there wanting to, well, let me take off the gloves here.
Go ahead.
If you're out there saying that Matt Gaetz is the best we can do for the chief law enforcement officer in the United States of America, I would love to hear you come on and tell me why, because I don't understand it. This is, again, as I said to Pat Kreitler earlier, a trolling of the American people. I mean, truly, a trolling of the American people that Matt Gaetz is the best person to be the Attorney General of the United States of America. So if you're out there who just sent this text, who I'm assuming here is trying to stand up for Matt Gaetz, I would really, really, really like to hear your thoughts on why he's being treated unfairly and why this is the best choice by the president-elect Donald Trump for that position. Because it kind of makes me a little bit upset, in fact, that Donald Trump has decided that this, for lack of a better term, sleazy individual should be in such an important position. So, again, I welcome the thought, and you sent me the text. I read it. Again, I'm misconstruing the meaning behind it. It says, not allowing evidence regarding Matt Gaetz allegations, comma, is like implied consent, question mark. Again, I'm not really too sure about it. So, again, if you'd like to kind of clear up any misconception about this text, would love to hear from you either through another text or through another phone call. And again, if you guys out there who are tuned in have any thoughts on Matt Gaetz or anything else, are we treating Matt Gaetz unfairly here in the United States of America? Well, doggone it, if you want to become the Attorney General of the United States of America, I would think scrutiny is kind of important, especially with these kind of allegations out there. So got to say, I'm a little surprised this morning. I did not have on my bingo card somebody trying to defend Matt Gaetz here this morning. But again, if you'd like to join the conversation, you can always give us a call or give us a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. The time is 8:48 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's the start of another high school girls basketball season on Friday night for the Wausau West Warriors. The Warriors will play host to always tough Nina. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at wxco.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West taking on Nina in high school girls basketball. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15. Live on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Sun in your eyes, running through, could be a
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. 98.9 WXCO, as I said. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, again with Ian Welsh. 715-382-9297. That's, again, our call and text number if you'd like to be part of the program. And I'm just still shaking my head. Somebody out there standing up for Matt Gaetz. I think if you're going to stand up for somebody, maybe it'd be better people to stand up for. But nevertheless.
For the record, I did not play the crazy song because of that. It was just lined up in the queue. Just a coincidence.
Very good. Real quickly, with this last week or two since the election, and we're seeing some of the names that are being put out there, I just don't understand. Again, I guess I do understand, but how can anybody defend the people that are being nominated for important jobs in the federal government? It's not being taken seriously by Donald Trump. He's just putting a bunch of folks out there that are his friends, the people that are loyal to him, multi-billionaires. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And as I said to Pat Kreitler earlier, that Sean Duffy, the former congressman here from the 7th Congressional District, when I can't remember really anything that he accomplished in his 8-plus years in office. But at the same time, among the folks that have been nominated by Donald Trump, he is one of the more conventional picks. He is a former congressman. He obviously has governmental experience. And, again, I don't think there's really anything that you could say about Sean Duffy that would say, oh, okay, we're going to have to vote you down, that you're not in some way qualified to be in that position. No, he does not have a lot of transportation experience, but at the same time, he does have governmental experience. So I would say that in all likelihood, it's going to be a smooth confirmation process for Sean Duffy. But some of these others, I mean, and again, Matt Gaetz is just the most egregious of this, a guy that is, you know, to make the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America somebody that has been under a cloud of these kind of crimes, and that they are doing so. Okay, all right, good. We got an explanation here because I was shaking my head. The says, no, Chad, I'm not in any way in support of Gaetz. Rather, implied consent is refusing to cooperate or submit evidence. DWI and refusing to do a breathalyzer test is implied consent. I was thinking of talking about the victims of the crimes. No, you're talking about Gaetz.
Thank you for the clarification.
But saying DWI and refusing to do breathalyzer tests is implied consent. I guess my point is there is an unwillingness to allow a report. It can be viewed as implied consent. And actually, that's a very good point. You're exactly right. That is.
Thank you for your comment.
And that is, again, and it's interesting to see how this has developed, too, because Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, when this first came out, when the first nomination news came out that Matt Gaetz was put up for the attorney generalship, said, well, I'm not going to get involved in this. I'm not getting involved in whether or not the report is released that the House has been formulating and it was about to release. I mean, the theory is here that Matt Gaetz was on the plane with Donald Trump last week when they were going to visit the White House and visit Joe Biden. They had the meeting last week between Trump and Biden last Wednesday in Washington. And Matt Gaetz came on the plane from Mar-a-Lago to Washington. And apparently during that flight, the idea came, hey, let's make Matt Gaetz the attorney general. And because Gaetz was looking for an escape hatch because he knew that this report was being released very, very soon. And the only way he saw of getting away from having that report released and getting away from being damaged by this report was to get a job in the administration. And of all the jobs in the administration that they came up with, the attorney generalship is just, again, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. So they said, okay, let's make Matt Gaetz the attorney general. Then they won't have to release the report, and everybody can live happily ever after. But
trying to nominate him as the attorney general is like an insult to the office.
It is. And also, I think for a confirmation hearing, you need that evidence as part of the decision-making process. And now there's the talk of Trump trying to get Mike Johnson to shut down the Congress, and he can make a recess appointment. And then the appointment can be made, and the people can be, like Matt Gaetz, can be put into office for a long period of time. So
these next few weeks are going to be very interesting.
Well, those confirmation hearings, if they happen, will be very interesting as well. Hey, we have a news update coming up here at the top of the hour, and then another hour to go here on the program. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.